Hola, hola, meses and badasses. Are you looking for a safe space where we can talk about the shitty parts of starting a business, having a job, and the journey of entrepreneurship? This is it. This is Mess to Badass Podcast, and I am Pam, a creative consultant and founder of Embrace the Mess. With this podcast, I want to help you turn your struggles into superpowers. Here, we will talk about being imperfect, messy, human, and just being you. Also, this podcast is unedited, bilingual, and there will be some cursing. So get ready to go from mess to badass. In today's episode, we are talking to Jess Wilson from J. Wilson Picks. And she's an amazing photographer, and she will tell us more about it. So hi, Jess. How are you today?
Hi, Pam. I'm doing well. How are you? No, I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on, Pam. I am super stoked about it.
Oh my God. I am too, because every time that we have conversations, they last forever and we're always cracking up. So this is going to be super entertaining for everybody. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, disclaimer ahead of time. We are not responsible for if you spit your drink out or possibly tinkle a little in your britches.
It's, yeah, exactly. It's fine. Whatever happens, it's our responsibility. I love it. So, I don't know if you have heard of the podcast before, but we are all about, well, you know me, so. But the podcast is all about the journey of being a mess and turning a badass, or just like going through your messy journey of whatever you want to be when you grow up. So, first of all, we're going to start and you're going to tell me about your messy journey and what, like, the messiest of you, so we can start on the bottom to go up.
I thought about this when I was prepping because we had scheduled this before, then I had to reschedule. I thought about this and I was like, I don't know what messes to share, because I am like super organized, super planned. So even like when I'm on Hot Mess Express, it's like an organized Hot Mess Express. And I was like, I don't know if I have any good stories that are going to fit into what it is that you talk about on here. I'm serious. So give me some ideas. Like seriously, So in my photography business, I've had clients where I was like, yeah, okay, like this was not my ideal client. Like, I'm not going to work with them anymore, kind of thing. And I've learned like what things to watch out for to not do that. Now, I am not saying that I am perfect or have my shit all together. I'm just saying that I am just a very organized Hot Mess Express kind of thing. I've had, you know, maybe like two clients in all my years of experience that have given me feedback that was even slightly in the negative. So all of the other feedback I've ever gotten has always been positive, or they just never responded. So who knows what they all thought, right? My journey personally, yeah, there's been like struggles and tribulations and trials and whatnot and things, but I don't know, like, what kind of mess are you wanting to know about? What kind of messy, like, give me an idea.
I mean, literally it can be whatever you want, but I kind of love the how you're struggling with this. Like, it actually makes me happy.
I was like, I don't know if I have a messy enough mess for Pam's podcast.
Oh my God. No, I actually love that, because I feel like sometimes for some people comes so easy. And then for you, it's just like, I can see it in your face. And if people could see you, you're like, you're struggling so much. You're like, oh my God, what do I say? What do I do? So you just said that you consider yourself a Hot Mess Express, but an organized one, right? So what is that for you? So tell me, what is being a Hot Mess Express organized? Like, I get it that you probably plan everything, all the stuff, but like, why is it still a Hot Mess Express?
Because I am a mom and a grandma, and I've got like 10 other people that I have to take care of on the daily basis. plus the dog and the cat. And so it's with all of that chaos going on all of the time, like it is not uncommon for me to wake up in the morning and go out to have a morning smoke. And the cat, who has a cat box but likes to go outside, okay, if she doesn't get let outside, she will shit in front of her cat box, in front of my washer and dryer machine to let me know that she didn't get let outside when she wanted to, kind of thing. So then I have to clean up that poop. And then I will come back in and go and check on the 4-year-old granddaughter and see if she's awake and up yet. And then I have to clean out her poop because she's potty trained, but we have her potty chair in her room so that at night, because she can't be left with the door open where she can access the bathroom, right? So we have her potty chair in there. We tried that for like 2 nights and she came in and woke everybody up like every 15, 20 minutes. And I was like, this is not going to work. So it's like, I mean, we gated off the hallway, we shut all the doors. So it was literally just her room was open, my room was open, and the bathroom was open. And we were like, you stay in here and play, do whatever. Go to sleep, play, watch your movie, play your tablet. When you have to go pee, go in the bathroom and go. Don't come in grandma's room and wake everybody up. But she didn't listen to that. So we just have a potty chair in her room. So then I have to go and clean up potty out of the potty chair, put that away, and then feed and water everybody. And I make them sound like plants, but
They
I'm
are
doing like
kind
all of this stuff, right? So I think it's just like what my daily chaos looks like and how things sometimes just happen, right? Like I could have my schedule all planned out for this is how the day's gonna be, and da, 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 da. And then maybe the dog decides that he's gonna scarf his food down or eat the cat poop out of the laundry room and throw it up for me. So then all of a sudden now I have like a situation where I'm cleaning up dog puke. Or then maybe Peyton will decide that he's gonna have a bowl of cereal and roller skate through the kitchen. And so then he spills cereal all the way through the kitchen everywhere he roller skates. So now I have that stuff to clean up and do. So it's like, that's what I say when I say like hot mess express. And then sometimes that stuff will all build up and then I'll just be like so tired. And I'm like, yeah, I can't even do it. And then the brain fog sets in. And then I do things like where with our initial scheduling of this, I was like, I know I have an appointment with Pam to be on her podcast. Couldn't find it on my calendar anywhere. And then when I found it was on the completely wrong month, and I was like, how and why? Now she's going to think I'm an asshole because I stood her up.
Oh my God, I would never.
But I didn't stand you up on purpose. Or, you know what I mean? Just little things. And I find that as I have gotten older, when that overwhelm starts to happen and that brain fog starts to happen, I have to like triple, quadruple, however many more times you can say that, check myself that I'm not double booking anything, that I'm not missing any commitments to anything that I said that I would do, like being on a podcast or doing modding a room and clubhouse or whatever kind of thing. And so that's the stuff that is messy for me because I can be organized, but there's still all this chaos that goes on. And if I don't pay attention to my self-care time and that stuff gets overwhelming, then I get overwhelmed and the fog and I'm tired and I have no energy and I'm just like, and then it's Hot Mess Express Jess for a week or two.
Okay, so at least you know you need to take a break after your
Yes.
whole mess burnout situation.
Right. Exactly. Yep. I make it a point for my when my cycle comes every month, I usually take that week off because I'm like,
Yeah, you're like,
I'm
fuck
gonna
it.
sleep. I'm just gonna sleep and eat and sleep and eat and
It. I mean, you're spoiling yourself. That is self-care for you, so do it.
I still have to clean up the dog puke and the cat poop and the baby poop, and I still have to feed and water people, but it's I don't add to that.
It's not your fault, it's everybody else's.
Right,
And for some reason, it always involves poop.
I know.
Always. Yeah, I don't know why, but I think it's something with you and poop. I don't know what it is.
Poop and puke.
The three piece.
Yeah.
Yes. Let me see if I know how to spell those
Period,
right.
Period, puke, and poop.
Yes. They are pieces. Oh my God, what a disaster. But after all of that, I just want to say that you're literally the definition of a messypreneur. Because you're a mom, you're a grandma, you're an entrepreneur, and you're still trying to get your shit together while doing all of that stuff and building your photography business. So, I mean, do you think that you are one after everything, that all the things that you just said?
I do. I think that you cannot be an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, or a mompreneur without being a hot mess express at some point. When it comes to my business, I've been doing my business for over 24 years. So I have back-end processes and things like that where I'm like, yeah, no, I'm on those. Like, those are not messy at all. I've got those down. But there's other aspects to my business. The networking, the content creation. I do batch content creation, and it's not always easy, even though I have my content buckets and I do batch creating, doing reels and stuff. And then, but then all of the other hats that I wear, right? Mom, grandma, wife, house cleaner, cook, masseuse, bather, laundry person, like
everything
shampoo,
possible.
Carpet cleaner person, like all of that stuff. Like, I could still have a grasp on that stuff and it still be a hot mess kind of thing. So I think that when you are someone who wears multiple hats and you have multiple responsibilities, that there, it may not be all of the time, but there's going to always be at least one week out of the month where you are a hot mess express. And if you're not, it's kind of one of those things of like, if you say you don't fart, if you say you don't poop, then you're lying. Cause you know, or like you never shart yourself, you're lying because you're human and all humans do it. And I think that it's just one of the things that falls into that category of all humans do it at least one week out of the month. You're a hot mess express, whether you realize it or not. Like the and label it that way, you are. So yeah, long answer for your question, sorry.
No, oh my God, please don't ever apologize. No, that was actually perfect. You know, like you're just talking about just being real, you know. Like, I mean, everybody has to just handle their lives somehow, you know. You know me, and I don't have kids or grandkids or anything like that, nor can I. But I feel like I still have other responsibilities and are like myself. Like, I have like 20 personalities, so I need to take care of myself depending on the day and how I woke up. And then I have three dogs and my fiance, and then I take care of dogs and I dog walk and all that fun stuff. And it's like, oh my God, like how?
And then you're the one that's also like maybe scrubbing the bathroom in between all of those things, or you have to figure out like when to remember to do laundry. You know, and depending on the habits of your significant other, you know, it may be as simple as just going and grabbing the laundry and putting it into the washer. But then it also may be like where you have to like roam around your room or the bathroom or the living room or the basement, wherever, to make sure that you have all of the things that need to go into the washer, different things. So that's what I'm talking about. Like, whether you even though you don't have kids, like you still have other people, other beings relying on you that you're responsible for. You have your own responsibilities of taking care of yourself, but then you also have like your household responsibilities, paying the bills, keeping the house clean, cooking, laundry, the dishes, the vacuuming, the sweeping, the dusting, and then all of your business responsibilities and commitments to keep track. Yeah, no, there's no like right or wrong way to be a hot mess express, I don't think.
No, that is so good, actually, because it's like you're giving us permission to just like be human. So you're like, okay.
Yeah, you don't need my permission, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously we don't, but you're just like, say that word.
I am making it known that you are not alone. that
Yes, yes, yes.
It's okay. It's normal.
It's normal to be messy. It's normal to be abnormal.
Yeah, so, that's a good point. Well, I think we're all a little crazy to a certain point.
Oh, for sure. We all have our moments. And see, that's why I feel like I have come to the realization that social media just gave me anxiety. I mean, we've known each other, what, like 2 years, 3 years, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And I used to be like somewhat consistent, like to my level of consistency. Like I was really good with social media. And then once things started, like, you have to be perfect and you have to have this amazing aesthetic and this and that and the background and blah, 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 I started freaking out. You know, like I bought a, my fiance and I bought a house 2 years ago. And then I started freaking out about, oh my gosh, my house looks like garbage because we decided to buy a house
that has. I know, we were going to do a photo shoot and you were like, I can't do a photo shoot. My house is being remodeled.
I know. And we still haven't done a photo shoot because I'm like, have you seen my house? It looks like shit. Like,
well, and then I think your green wall thing in the yard, like, got knocked over or something.
Oh yeah, because of the storm. Yes.
But yeah, no, I get it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just throwing
it. No, please interrupt as much as you want.
The anxiety was real. I could tell.
It was very real. And that's why I have caught social media. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything. I probably will use it to absorb all this stuff. But even that gives you anxiety because you're like, fuck, like, do I look like this person? Like, do I need to do what this person is doing? So I honestly don't remember why we started this conversation. Like my ADHD is kicking in. And I'm like, where are we going with this?
I think it's good though, because social media, I think a lot of people forget social media is about being social. I say this in our clubhouse rooms. Social media is about being social. It is a tool. It's not supposed to be the be all, do all, like, everything. And I think that it's important to pay attention to where you are showing up at and how it makes you feel and what you have the capacity to be able to do, and then honoring that. That's called setting yourself boundaries and then honoring your own boundaries. If you know that you don't like to be on Facebook because Facebook drives you nuts or whatever, and you make yourself go on Facebook, you're going to have a shitty experience. You're going to have shitty connections, shitty experience, because you are not happy with being on there. If you, social media as a whole, if it's giving you anxiety and you're not happy being on there, it is not a tool worth using. It's going to be a tool that fills you with dread every time that you think about having to get on there and do anything. And that eventually leads into overwhelm and imposter syndrome. People can get depressed really easily from that, severe anxiety, right? So I think that it's wonderful that you honored that boundary within yourself of saying, this does not light me up. This is not, does not help me progress in a positive way, shape, or form. And so I'm taking a step back and not doing it anymore. So I think that's good. And I don't know where we were going with the conversation, but there you go.
I mean, at this point, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, girl. So we were talking about permission for being real, of being a messy.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I am usually good at this stuff. I don't know what happened this week. This week is just like dragging and my brain is just not functioning. Maybe I'm getting sick. Who knows? But anyways, I wanted to say amen or yay, whoop, whoop, whatever. So I don't want to offend anybody, but that was perfection. Because I feel like we're just putting first of all, we haven't learned how to put boundaries. And I think that now it's coming back on, like, okay, if I don't want to do this, like, I don't have to do it to make everybody else happy. And we're learning the whole, like, I don't need to do the people pleasing. Like, if those people do not understand who I am or do not agree with who I am, then
they can be out of the party.
Yeah, exactly. I can curse. We can curse.
I was making a reference and a joke to our previous discussion before we started.
Oh, right.
But I wasn't saying it here.
Now I got it. It took a little while. God, my brain is on a... Oh my, do I need a drink? What's going on?
No, I agree. I agree 100%.
Yeah, so thank you again, not for giving us permission, but just to like confirming that, like social media is not for everybody. Some people love it, some people hate it, some people just to consume it, and all of there's like to just like create it. And I was one of those people that loved doing reels at the beginning, and now literally I cannot tell you. I'm taking medication because I have so much anxiety, and that might sound like a little like much, like, okay, bitch, like calm down. But I can tell you that just like I feel the pressure, and I feel that that's why anxiety started coming up. And now that anxiety and that pressure started just like happening with life, because you're like, okay, do I need to look like this person? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? And I am the kind of person that I'm like, fuck that, I'm a mess. Like, and I love it, and I love being who I am. So why do I have to worry? So I just need to step back and just be like, you know what? Let's see. And now podcasting is like the best thing in the world, because I only get to see you. You only get to see me, and I don't see anybody else.
That's the beauty of it, right? No, and I think you touched on an important part there of the whole like being worried about the pressure. Like, do I need to look like this? Do I need to do this this way? Do I need to do that that way? Blah, 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 that kind of thing. And that can be very overwhelming. And I know that I was like that for a while in my life as well. But I think that I went through my health journey. I was sick for about, excuse me, seven and a half years before I was finally diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And then I had surgery. And then I'm still in recovery from the surgery, technically speaking, because I'm not at 100%. And the doctors said that sometimes it can take a couple of years to get back to 100%, but I'm way better. And I am cancer free, also thyroid free. But
Okay, to
I
that.
think that going through that experience, my give a fuck button got broke, I like to say, because I was like, I didn't just fall off of the apple cart yesterday. I'm familiar with how to run my business and do my things. And so like I need to just stop. If there was something I could go back and tell my future or my past self at like 20 something years old, it would be to break the give a fuck button back then so that it wasn't because the amount of time that we spend being stressed because we don't look like the other girls that we see on TikTok. We don't sound like them. We don't look like them. Why can't my background be as cool? Why can't I get to go to the locations like how they're doing? I'm never going to be able to create videos and pictures like what they're doing because our situations are completely different. And da, 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 da. Like every negative self-talk thought process that we all have, right? I would get rid of all of that in a heartbeat. To be able to change that because it doesn't matter. Like you, and unfortunately, a lot of the time for us women, especially, it takes us going through something traumatic for that switch to get broke to where we come out of it and say, you know, I'm not even going to say that I'm a hot mess express. I am a badass mama, whatever. Mama jamma kind of thing. Like you either love me or you hate me. And if you hate me, that is your problem. I am not going to waste the time and the energy on it. And if you want to share with me how you think I should live or do my business or raise my kids or raise my grandkids or whatever else kind of thing, if I have respect for you and we have a relationship of some sort, I will take your suggestions into consideration to see if they will work for me. And if they do, they do. And if they don't, they don't. I won't try them. I won't bother with it. But if you're some Tom, Dick, and Harry off the street giving me your opinion where it wasn't asked for, I'm just going to let it roll right off of my back and not pay any attention to it at all because, like, you know, it just doesn't matter. That was probably really long-winded, but my point was that you're not alone in feeling that way. And I think that a lot of people struggle with that. And it's sad that we struggle with that instead of being able to look around and being like, you know what? No, what I have, my shape, my voice, my skin, my hair, my clothing style, my work ethic, what I bring to the table in the form of my products, services, my business stuff, like that is all just as badass as all of those other girls on social media. And I don't need to change a damn thing about it because what I bring is unique and awesome all on its own.
Yes, girl.
Yeah. There.
Go, queen.
Off my soapbox. Yeah. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Thank you for offering that TED Talk. Oh my God. All of that was so good. You just brought so many good things, especially the button. I do love that. Like, I'm like, okay, can we just design a button like that? Like, and now I'm thinking about all this stuff. My brain is in like 100 places. Well, you know, do you remember the Staples button?
Yeah, like the easy button. The big red easy button. Easy button.
Yes. Now we should do a
don't give a fuck button.
Yes. Seriously. I feel like somebody fixed my don't give a fuck button and gave me a give a fuck button. And that's why I have been giving so many fucks. And now I'm back to like breaking it. Like I'm tweaking it. And I'm like, can you please break?
Well, I mean, it's not that you don't give a fuck about anything. It's just that you're fully aware of what's worth giving a fuck about and what's worth not giving a fuck about.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I like that a lot. So, wow, that was really good. Oh my God, so many like Jemmy gems in here. I love it. Should we call them poops? I mean, I don't know, since everything related instead of gems.
Oh, we're turning up the shit in the crystals.
Oh my God. This interview was going to be amazing. I was falling asleep before we like had to connect, and now I'm like, I'm awake. Let's do this. Like, I'm ready to kick ass, and you just made my day. So I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Literally anytime. But since we have talked about so much shit, not giving fucks, why don't you share with us? I know that you do use social media, not the typical ones, you know, not Instagram or TikTok, which are like the popular ones now, but you do other ones. And maybe you don't have a shitty moment to offer that you have not shared in social media, because I know that you're pretty open with everything. Yeah. So can you share a shitty moment, maybe with your photography that you have had to deal, or I mean, even if you have something that you have not shared on social media in regards to shitty moments, but let's talk about something like that. Something shitty.
Let's see.
You cannot tell me that you don't have shitty moments either.
Well, yeah, because I am the way that I am, when people contact me to work with me, there is a series of steps that they go through in their customer experience. And based on how they respond to those steps and engage with those steps, I know whether it's going to work out for us to work together or not. And so typically that process eliminates me working with people that are going to have those shitty moments come up, if that makes sense. But I have two stories I can share you that were pretty shitty moments. Okay. They were shitty moments in the moment of, but they were also really good learning moments, because these were things that helped me to establish processes and insert steps into how I did my business to prevent them from happening again in the future. So the first one would be, my husband had a friend who had a girlfriend who wanted to do pictures, and we did pictures, went through the whole process, like everything was very smooth, went to the location, took the pictures. I thought the pictures turned out great for what we were doing. They're outside in the woods, that kind of thing. This was something that I did for free because my husband asked, because it was his friend and his friend's girlfriend kind of thing. Okay. And complimentary. I usually have a process of like, this is what I'm going to do. Here you go. And with the expectation that people are going to be, you did this for free. Thank you. And in this particular situation, there was like a whole big deal about like, she wanted everything edited in black and white. So then I had to go back through the whole album and do everything in black and white. I didn't have to. I chose to because I was doing this as a kindness for my husband. So we did that. And then it was like, oh, wait, no, I think I wanted to do it like in the old, you know how you used to be able to go and dress up like with the gunslinger outfits and have the old pictures taken, and it had, I can't think of the word for it, that tinted, like
vintage-y look.
Yeah. So then it was like, no, I want something like that. So I had to redo the whole album. So long story short, I ended up redoing this album completely in like 4 different edits before I finally was like, that's it. I'm not doing anything else. Like, here you go. You have multiple edits to pick from now. And if you are not happy with, like, if you can't even find 1 or 2 pictures in each one of those edits that you are happy with, there is nothing I can do for you at this point. So like, bye-bye, Felicia. So that was pretty shitty because as a photographer, I mean, just as a human being, when I work with someone, I want them to be happy with their experience with me. I want them to be happy with the final product that they get from me, kind of thing. And so that was a learning experience, in the fact that like, people can pay for it, people can get stuff for free, and sometimes there are going to be people that they don't even know what the fuck they want, and so there is nothing that you can do that will make them happy. And then on the flip side of that lesson as well is giving too much, so it makes it to where it's overwhelming for them to pick those 2 or 3 that they find that make them happy. So that was one mess. Makes sense?
Makes total sense, yes.
Okay.
It does. Do you want to tell us the second one or?
Yeah, sure, I'll tell you the second one. So then the second one would be, they're not messy. Like, you guys are all probably going to be thinking about it and be like, oh, we've heard messier. I'm sure that there has been messier than my messies here. But another one would be where, like, again, I was doing a free photo shoot for someone. We had just moved out here to Utah from Arizona, and I needed to network, and I wanted to do some model call pictures. Model call pictures is where I either do them complimentary and you get a copy of the pictures, or like a printed picture in exchange for your time of coming and being the model for the pictures. I also do them sometimes where I'll have you pay like $25 to be the model. You get all of the pictures, come and do it kind of thing. I get to add it to my portfolio type of thing. But I did a photo shoot, and it was for a family, and it was outside on location, and they came out, and the kids had been snacking on stuff in the car. So there was some messy faces. There was some messy shirt fronts. A little bit of the regular mom family chaos going on, right? But here now was the expectation that I'm going to clear away the physical signs of this chaos and be able to take these beautiful, amazing pictures and have everything look picture perfect kind of thing. And that's not my style. So we went through, got them cleaned up as best as possible, and did our pictures and whatnot. And this mom, very nice lady, very nice family, like zero complaints. I was like, whatever, we can work with it. My whole motto is that I offer true to you photography. I don't do crazy Photoshop. I don't do crazy editing. If you want extra bling, if you want a full body tan, if you want 30 pounds of weight to come off of you, I am not your photographer. If you have a couple of skin blemishes, need a little bit of teeth whitening, that's the kind of editing that I will do. Otherwise, it is you see who you are as I see you kind of thing. So we did the pictures and everything, and she was like the first person in like 10 years that left me a 4-star review.
Bastard.
And I was so butthurt because I was so butthurt because I was like, okay, either people, they don't care and they don't leave a review, right? Or they do care and they leave a review, but they've had a good experience and they leave it as a 5-star review kind of thing. Because that is my goal, is to make sure that you always have a 5-star experience from start to finish kind of thing. And the reason that she put on the review, and I'm probably totally like calling myself out on this stuff, but it's whatever, because it's just something that was a little butthurt for me, okay? The review was like, you know, I wish we would have done more poses and done a little bit more blah, 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 blah. And so I took a couple of days because I was like, my feelings were hurt. Let me clarify that. Butthurt was my feelings were hurt. I was doing this service for this family for free. I was accommodating to the chaos, like all of the things. And then to have them come back, and it's not about me as a person. It wasn't about my work. It wasn't about the final photos. It was about, I didn't give enough during the session because we didn't do enough poses or whatever. So I was butthurt, but the butthurt was because my feelings were hurt. And I was like, this is the first time this is the very first ever review that I have gotten that has been 4 stars. And this is why, like, hello. So I just responded back and was like, I took a couple days and then I responded back and was like, you know, I'm really sorry that you were upset that we didn't go through more poses. If you would like to schedule a paid session, we can do another photo shoot and we can go through as many poses and stuff that you, as you would like, so that you get what it is that you want. And I never heard from him again. But I was just like, I think that's a shitty situation that I tried to, because I always try to turn everything into a positive. It's a learning experience. You learn from it, you grow from it, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so that was when I have now become an over communicator. When people book a photo shoot with me,
fine.
If they think, like, what do I do? Like, if I'm doing pictures and it's cold and it's outside and I fart, is there going to be a puff of ice air that comes through my pants by my butt cheeks? I have thought of those questions and given them the answers ahead of time.
Well, you definitely thought everything through.
I'm totally being funny on that one, but and for those that you are listening, like, Pam and I have a history of sending each other like farty poopy. We like to shit talk each other, literally. I like TikTok memes and Facebook things and stuff, so you know, we're not being weird, we're just, that's just, you know, how we joke and go back and forth. But yeah, so those would be two like shitty negative experiences. And they even like negative, they were slightly negative because I was about hurt, had my feelings hurt, maybe felt a little insecure, maybe touched on some of my anxiety stuff in the moment of, but I was able to take both of the situations and turn them into things that I learned from. And then I put my own boundaries and my own rules and extra steps in so that those kinds of things wouldn't happen again.
Wow. So there you go. Okay. You know, that is super fitting with, I mean, again, we've known each other for a while and, you know, the whole background of Embrace the Mess and how it started and all the stuff. And it just comes together in like, why I am so passionate about embracing the mess, because I feel like all those shitty moments and all those struggles and all that stuff just like brings you to the realization that you had to learn something. And those were just like, they were not bad moments. They were just like moments where you needed to learn something from it.
Right.
And, so with that, you know, like now that we have aligned everything into embrace the mess, why don't you tell me, where did you learn or did you figure out your superpower through all the shitty moments that you have had, whether it's relatively nothing like a 4-star review or whatever else has happened, like, have you figured out your superpower? And just to like lead that with what we were talking about before, is that you mentioned that you don't give a fuck anymore. And it's funny that your quiz, the results of your quiz came out as that I don't give a fuck badass. So it just like, it all aligned, because you're like, maybe it matches, maybe it doesn't. But now we're confirming that it does, because you don't give a fuck. Your button is broken and you don't give a fuck.
I do, just about the things that actually matter. The things Correct. That don't really matter, I don't.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
No. And I feel silly now that my like, one of my shitty experiences was, oh, I got a 4-star Shut review. Up. Like I said, I'm sure people have had shittier and messier, but that has been what my experience has been.
Right. You're an overachiever, you know, it's fine.
And that's just like client based. Okay. We're not talking about the shitty moments of like maybe having apps and programs and software that you rely on to do stuff, and it being like time to renew that subscription, and you haven't had any paid client bookings in the last 2 months, so you don't know where you're going to pull this money out of to be able to renew the subscription so that you can keep the apps and the programs and the software going that you need to do, in the hopes that you will get something booked in the next couple of months. Like there's all kinds of that kind of shitty stuff going on all the time. But I think that that's like normal, typical
messypreneur
stresses. Situation. Yeah. Yeah. So my superpower, well, and I have this right here, so I'm going to read this to you guys.
Okay.
If you're not familiar with Pam's quiz, it is the embracethemess.com or .co, which badass are you? And it's a really cool quiz. You guys should go take it. And I am the don't give a
this
fuck.
This is not a paid ad.
Yeah. No, this is checks in the mail. And when I followed the trail from my stuff and did my answers, that says you love being different, living in your own world, and you have eccentric taste. You believe that making mistakes and hurting has helped you grow, right? Learning from the shitty stuff. Mm-hmm. You are bold and have your crazy moments, which make you stand out. You are very open about your life. You care too much, forgive easily, but never forget. You love to help others and empower them to succeed. Being able to help the one that doesn't have a voice brings you joy. Well, it really does. You are like a silent superhero. This was the part where I was like, I don't know. I'm a superhero in my own mind. You embrace being perfectly imperfect and love it. So that is what the I don't give a fuck badass definition is.
Yes.
As for my superpower, I think that my superpower is twofold. Number one would be that I always look for the positive. Even as a child, when I come from a family, there was physical abuse, there was verbal abuse. Like it wasn't always, you know, back it was like Sons of Anarchy kind of thing. Yeah. And there was lots of bad stuff that was always going on, but I always had it in my head of like, this is not how it would always be. Someday I will be grown up and I will be in charge, and this is not how it will be. This is not how it will be for my kids whenever I finally have kids. Da, da, da. I have always been someone who looks towards the positive in things. Like I do have the negative thoughts. I will have the negative thoughts, but it is always followed up by, okay, what can I learn from this? How can I use this to progress forward? Like whatever kind of thing. So that would be one. And then the second half of that superpower is that because I always look for the positive, I always like to believe in and see the good in people. I will give them enough rope to hang themselves. And once they show me, like I said, I will forgive, but I will not forget, and I will put a wall up. So like, we'll still be friends, but we won't be as good of friends as you think we were.
You know, and then I mean? That rope that I gave you, I will hang it for you.
yeah, exactly. And so because of that, though, too, it allows me to see people how they really are a little bit easier than others might, right? Because I am a Libra. And it's easy for me to see people and understand when they're upset, when they're insecure. Okay, like when we're doing pictures, people are insecure about their pictures. I don't have to have them give me a list of, you know, I don't like my double chin. I have like two rolls on my guts. My fupa is going to hang out, like da 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 da, because I'm already thinking ahead of those things and trying to get those things out of the way. So like I see them for who they are, and I'm very empathetic. And because I always see for the positive stuff, I think that that helps too. And it makes it to where like people don't have to lie to me. They don't have to put up walls. They don't have to be aggressive. They don't have to be mean. And if they are those things, I just understand that they are not my tribe, and we just part ways and never to meet again. And it's totally fine, kind of thing. So I guess that would be my superpowers. Always seeing the positive and then being able to see the good in people and being super empathetic with those things.
My God, I can tell you when you were telling me your superpowers, I was feeling warm and fuzzy, and my heart was like, oh my God, I love this. You are and not only that, but like I have seen it, you know, and that's the best part of all, because I know that it all came from your heart, and I have seen it with others, like how you are with other people and how you try to just like be so genuine and authentic and loving and all that fun stuff. And it's just like very you. Aww. And everything that you just said is just very accurate, and I love it.
Aww, thank you. Oh my God.
It was 5 for 5. If you weren't here, I would hug you.
Right? Air hug.
Virtual hug, yes. Okay, so we have talked about a lot of shit. and the messy moments and all that stuff. So now we're going to move into the transition of a badass, because I know that you consider yourself a badass. I think that you're a badass. I mean, you have gone through cancer, divorce, marriage, 100 kids, grandkids, dogs, cats, everything in between. So and now you have, because of the pandemic, you know, like whatever, how many years ago, you had to transition also with your business, and that made you just like rethink everything. And I have seen your work of what you're doing now, and maybe you can explain that, like of how beautiful your images are, and everything is not in person. And I think that that is so badass, besides all the things that you have mentioned before. So with that said, do you think that you're a badass?
No.
Why?
I think that I am a strong, independent woman who has been through some shit and had no other choice but to figure out how to get through that shit. And I mean, if that makes me a badass, then that makes me a badass. But I don't look at myself as being a badass for that. I look at myself as being like, you know, like, yeah, I'm a bad mama jamma kind of thing, because I'm good at what I do, and I'm an awesome person, and I'm a great friend and a loyal family member, loyal friend, da, 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 you know, those kinds of things. But when I think badass, I think like Catwoman, or like, you know, the girls off of like Wakanda Forever, and the I can't even think of them, you know, Harley Quinn. Do you know what I mean? Like when I think badass, that's what I think of as badass. But I'm like, I'm non-confrontational. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yeah, I've been through some stuff, but it's like, it's kind of, I mean, you have to, you can't just like roll over and die when life throws you some crazy shit that you have to deal with, you know? So yeah, but I appreciate and will accept you calling me a badass all day, today, tomorrow, and any other day of the year.
Well, you know, but
I just don't think of myself as that way, is all.
I'm actually shocked, I have to be honest with you, because of all the things that you mentioned, like you literally have given yourself and your life towards giving so much to others, that mm-hmm. just makes you a badass. And maybe that just makes you human, a caring, empathetic human. But mm-hmm. but that is just like being a badass, empathetic human. It's just You know, like, there are so many levels of badasses, like, you know, like superheroes and all the things that you mentioned prior. But then there's also like those badasses and those like little, those heroes that do like the minimal stuff, but that bring such impact. And I think that's who you are. That's your badassness. That's your superpower.
Well, I will take it. I will accept it. And thank you. It's love and
you're welcome. Please go ahead. I'm passing it on to you.
I think it's kind of one of those things. I kind of think it's one of those things of like if you have to go around telling people you're a badass, are you really a badass? Right? Like if you have to go around telling people you're the queen, are you really the queen?
I mean, I tell everybody that I am awesome, and I still think that I'm awesome.
Well, yeah, but you are awesome. You are a badass that way. But I don't think that you go around like, it's not like you go out for drinks and you're like, excuse me,
I'm awesome.
My name is Pam. I am a badass, right?
If I'm drunk, I probably do that. Oh. I'm not going to lie.
We'll just leave it at that then.
But that is because I am not in my best times.
You're so letting your freak flag fly.
Exactly. Well, luckily that hasn't happened in a long time and yeah. I'm not flaunting it.
Well, I love it. I love it. I think it's awesome.
Thank you. And I think that you are awesome. Literally what I just told you is like super genuine. Like since I've met you, you're like a cutie, sweetie, patootie. If that's even a thing. And now just hearing this side of your story that I don't think we have talked about before, or we have, but not in this level, like it just literally makes you an awesomer badass, an awesomer sweet badass. So thank you for sharing all those things.
Of course. Thanks for thinking I'm a badass.
Oh my God, anytime. So we have two more questions and then I will let you go and take care of like the 100 grandkids that you have in there in the background. That's trying to like knock the door down.
You heard that?
Oh, it's fine. It's part of being a grandma and a mom and all the fun stuff. But okay, so there are two more things and you can answer them together or separate, whatever you prefer. One of them is, do you think that as entrepreneurs, we need a messy bestie? And for those out there that do not know what a messy bestie is that ride or die that you have that you can count on to keep you accountable of your work, of your life, of whatever it is. It could be a messy business bestie. It could be just a messy bestie that you just need for your personal life. But it's just like that person, your ride or die that is there by your side. And, so first of all, do you think that we need one of those either as an entrepreneur focusing mainly on entrepreneurship? Yes. And I know that you've had
a few. It's good to have a couple of those. Yeah. Yes. No, I think it's good to have a couple of those. I have, so Shaina would be mine for my business stuff because we've worked together on, I mean, when I first started this pivot, I was doing FaceTime pictures and I was like, I don't like the quality of these pictures. I need to find something else. And then I found the Shutter app and I had messaged her. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning, but I know that she turned her notifications off when she was sleeping. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to message her. When she wakes up, she'll see it. And I'm like, I found an app that I want to try and use for this pivot. So when you wake up, like, let me know when you have time so that we can mess with this. And she was awake. And so like 5 minutes later, she's like, well, let's do it now. I'm like, okay, sweet. So like, she's helped me figure out so much stuff in regards to just being my model for photo shoots to practice, to nail down some of the processes, feedback on how I did my back end processes for the pivot stuff. I've worked together with her on taking her human design course so that I work better with my energy instead of against it kind of thing and how to implement that into what I'm doing. And so for most of my business stuff, that would be Shaina. For some of my personal stuff, it is her as well. But then for the rest of my personal stuff, it would be my oldest daughter, Tiana. And that is because we are like besties. And I'm totally going to cry because I love her.
Oh my God, now we're really going to cry. Oh,
I'm PMSing too, so get it together. Okay. She, in high school, was my second shooter for my photography business because she was taking photography in school and she did a bunch of training with me. Apologies for the crying. Jeez.
Shut up.
This is part of the hot mess part. So I had her at one point in my business where I would go shoot a wedding and she would be going and shooting a senior session or a family session for me kind of thing. And like, I know I can go to her and she'll be like, and you know, with my thyroid stuff, my eyesight was going bad a little bit. So I have glasses that I have to use to be able to drive type of deal, but it was starting to affect my work because I was looking at pictures on my screen and I'm like, it seems like it's just ever so slightly fuzzy to me, but I don't know 100%. And she is my person that can be like, you know, mom, that edit's not good. Mom, that's a little fuzzy. Like, you need to fix that. Or mom, you were really hard on the 100 kids that live at your house this week. Like, you were really mean to them. Or mom, that was not very nice how you treated your husband this weekend at family dinner. Like, you were kind of mean to him or whatever. Like, she is my ride or die. Call it out as it is.
Oh, that is amazing. I feel like my mommy also thinks the same thing about me.
Yeah, but, it's a good thing.
So yeah, no, it's awesome. Is this the same daughter that you do brownies and hang out until like 1 a.m?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that is
She's
amazing.
My oldest.
Oh. See, I'm also the oldest and I'm the only girl. So my mom, I think that my mom considers me the same as you do.
Yeah.
So, another reason why I can't wait this fucking house to be done. So actually do things like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I have three kids. My son is my oldest, and then she is my oldest daughter, and then my youngest daughter is 17. And I actually have those kinds of relationships with all three of my kids, but she is the one, like my son, I don't know if it's just because he's a boy, like he will be ride or die like that, but he's a little bit more harsher and meaner about it kind of thing. And then the 17-year-old is just like, oh, I don't know if I have time to be that, but she's still ride or die too kind of deal. So
that's so the boy is your bodyguard and then Tiana is just your bestie.
Right. And then Brie is the one that like runs around and does all the things with me.
There you go. She's like your shopping buddy and Karen's and all that fun stuff.
Oh no, they go shopping together. I hate to go shopping. I hate shopping. Oh my God. I like online shopping. I don't like to like, I have never ever liked to just go to the mall and go window shopping. I'm like, if I don't have the money for it, like if I don't have money to go in and just get whatever I want, I don't want to go window shopping.
Okay, that's like, smart. I'm usually the responsible one that it's like, I have a credit card. Why not?
But you know what though? Give me a credit card with a limit. I bet you I can go over that limit in like no time flat shopping online. I love shopping online.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Amazon all day.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, shopping is fun. I do like to try on clothes. But anyways, besides the point. Okay. So now that we have talked about that, we have made you cry, we have made you laugh. all the good stuff. Just
what
don't
was
take
your last me. Question.
Yeah, the last question. We can finally get rid of this. What is your advice for entrepreneurs that are struggling?
Struggling with what?
With
like just in general?
Or in general, in whatever general? You prefer. They're struggling. There are so many types of struggle.
Right. Let's see. I would say have an honest to God, come to Jesus talk with yourself of what it is that makes you happy. What it is that you absolutely will not stand for or do, what kind of schedule that you can apply towards doing your thing. Like realistically, if you have commitments to dogs, kids, spouses, other jobs, part-time jobs, whatever, like what can you commit to doing what you love here? Big picture, long-term kind of thing. And I think that if you can nail those things down, and then revisit them when you start to feel overwhelmed. And then making sure that you also schedule in, this would be a big one, make sure you schedule in self-care time for yourself. I have to let the dog out because he's
no please go
panting at the door. The biggest one would be is to schedule self-care time in all of that, because if you're solid on what it is you want to do, why did you want to do it, because you love it and it lights you up, makes you happy, right? And then you have a really honest discussion with yourself of what your schedule looks like and how much time that you can commit to growing this, whatever it is. And then you have your self-care time in there. And you set those boundaries for yourself and you respect those boundaries. If you don't respect those boundaries, nobody else will. And they will take advantage, you will get burnt out, and it will just turn into a shit show. So that would be where I would say to start. And then when you start to feel overwhelmed, when you go to networking groups, to Clubhouse, when you're associating with groups of people and you have everybody giving you their opinions and ideas and suggestions on what you need to do and how you need to do it, like have that stuff to go back and reference and be like, okay, like this is, it's kind of like when you're pregnant, everybody wants to touch your belly and give you their opinion on what you should eat and how you should dress and what you should do for your birth plan and da 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 da. And it's like, you just get to a point where you're like, thanks for the info, but I'm going to do what the fuck I want. Like, you know, me and my doctor got it figured out. Me and my mama got it figured out, whatever kind of thing. And it's kind of the same concept. You go back to those plans and those things that you have written down and established for what you're doing. And then see, okay, these people are suggesting this, or they're giving me this info and tips and whatnot. How does this line up and fit into what I'm doing here, so that you don't get yourself lost in there? And sometimes you need to get lost in stuff. Sometimes you need to get lost in stuff and go through trial and error to figure out what it is that you want to do. If you're not solid on it, and I know that you and I talked about your experience with this, right?
Many times away. Sometimes that's like my head.
Sometimes you can know what it is that you want to do and your why and everything, but the how is like, I don't know. And sometimes you have to go through trial and error and maybe try some of the things that people are telling you, because some part of it resonates with you for a minute and you're like, okay, I'm going to try it. But then you do, and then you realize that complete big picture, it doesn't work for what your goals and intentions were, right? And that's okay, because you're learning from it and you're taking the bits and pieces that do work. And you'll find that eventually at some point you're putting together a plan where now it's all your stuff and it works for you, and there's no room for any of the other flack coming in kind of deal. I hope that all made sense. Me and my whiny butt face.
Oh my God, stop it. I'm so grateful that you actually cried. Not because I want you to cry, but like, thank you for getting vulnerable, you know?
Thanks for crying.
Yes. I mean, you made us laugh. Might as well made us cry too. So
right, yeah, I'm good at that. We go through the roller coaster.
Oh yeah, all the time. Literally all the time. Every time we talk, it's something like that. Yeah. But it's perfection. I love it. It's very real. So thank you so much, first of all. But before we leave, can you please tell us explain your photography business? Because I feel like we have talked about photography and everybody keeps thinking like, oh, she has a camera, and I'm like, but it's not.
Yes, I would be happy to share that. And thank you for having me on. I would love to come back anytime.
Oh my God.
I actually put my podcast on hold this year so that I could spend that time, because I have a very set schedule. So I could spend that time of me going and finding other people's podcasts to be on this year, because I was like, I don't have time to do everything. So I put mine on hold. I did 2 years worth of it. And now I'm going out and finding stuff. So I will come back on anytime that you want. You need a filler, let me know. If you want to talk about a particular topic, let me know. Let's do it.
Oh my God, we should do one with Chyna and we'll do the three of us. I feel like that would be so funny.
That would be really fun. Okay, so, all right. So I am a photographer. I'm a professional photographer. I did what I called life photography. That was in person with the big gun. I have a Canon 5D Mark III and did everything on location in person. 2 years ago, I pivoted thanks to the pandemic and my journey with thyroid cancer. And then also I take care of 2 of my 3 grandbabies full time during the week while my son is at work. They live here with me. So that kind of limited my schedule of being able to just book and go out on photo shoots, right? Like I'm not going to take 2 toddlers with me to go do a photo shoot. So anyhow, I did this pivot and I pivoted to remote photography. Now I consider myself a global photographer because I can take pictures with people from all over the world. And I have taken pictures with people from several different provinces. I'm looking at my map up here. I have a scratch off map. So I scratch off when I do a photo shoot in a new place so that I can see how far I've traveled the world, if you would. Amazing. So several of the different, like in the United States, I've done 2 photo shoots in Maldives, which is like clear across the map. Like 4 or 5 different provinces, I think is what they're called in Canada. Mm-hmm. And then I do have 1 client right now that I've done pictures with before who's on a 6-week Ayurvedic yoga retreat in India. And I'm waiting for her to get to a part in her studies where she's going to call me. And then we're going to, like I told her, it's like, you're there for 6 weeks. When you get to the point in your studies where you get to take like a little bit of like just relaxed time kind of thing, like give me 24 hours notice and we'll do it. So hopefully I'll be adding a photo shoot in India to my calendar here. But what this looks like for those that are like, okay, like tell us what it is. So it's called remote photography. And I basically have a third-party app. It's called the Shutter app. It was made by photographers for photographers specifically during the pandemic so they could still do pictures with people, still have that stuff going on. And it's basically like, Pam, I know that we have it on our schedule to be able to do pictures together at some point. And so what would happen is that when we are ready to do that, I have questionnaires and checklists and planning stuff. Okay, but I'm talking.
I'm taking that paper.
Okay. I'm recording, so please, thank you.
Trying to get rid of the paper.
Okay, thank you.
The boss has spoken.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
We're not done. Just explain what remote photography is, and then we can
go. Anyhow, so there's like a whole checklist, and we prep, and we go for like location and lighting and angles and outfits and props and how you're going to use the pictures, what you need to use the pictures for. I send you a link to this app. You download the app. It works on Samsung, Apple, like on all of the devices. I've had people use it on their tablets, on their iPads, on their phones. I had one person that used it on their laptop. So there's different, like it works across all devices. And they basically download the app. Then at the time of the photo shoot, I connect on one end, they connect on the other. This app basically gives me full control of your camera on your device. And so then I go in and mess with the settings on it. We go through the list of what we have already pre-planned for your photo shoot, like what props and angles and lighting and all that stuff. We get that stuff all going. I take the pictures on your device and then I pull them through to my end and then I run them through Lightroom and then I edit them and then I deliver them to your email in a downloadable album.
I do specifically
branding and portraits. So branding pictures for your small businesses, that's headshots, product pictures, team pictures, behind the scenes pictures, that kind of thing, storytelling pictures in your business. And then portraits, which can be families, like small families, couples, sweethearts, fur babies, that kind of thing.
Oh my God.
In a nutshell.
So cool. So cool. So we will add all of that information. If anybody's interested in doing a session with Jess, we'll add it in the show notes. And I guess eventually I'm going to have to do the photography with you, even though my house is a disaster, but you know, whatever. I'm embracing my mess.
So yeah, but for the type of photo shoot that we were planning on doing, like your house being a disaster is totally fine. If you can pick like just one spot outside or inside, if the weather is bad, right? Like you in your cap and gown is the focus of the image.
Which I finally found them.
Not all, oh, good. But that's what I'm saying. Like that's where the having a professional comes in handy, right? Because it doesn't matter what is going on in your house, like the craziness of it. Like, because we're not shooting that. We're shooting just a little, like even if you found like one wall, a closet wall, that was just a white wall, had nothing on it, or was just all wood paneling with nothing hanging out. I like wood paneling, but it makes for a very nice background. You know, we could work with that. Like there's a way around it. You wouldn't even be able to tell that you were doing it in your house being remodeled kind of thing.
Ooh,
that's what you get when you hire a professional.
Professional, yes. That is yes, cool. So. We definitely have to test it out. I mean, I just moved everything from the room that it was in boxes to whatever my parents. So we'll make this happen. We'll wait for the warm weather and then we'll do it. Yeah. So it's happening. It's happening.
It'll be good. It'll be good. I'm just saying, anyway. Don't let that stop you.
Perfect. No, I won't. This time I won't. But Jess, thank you so much for everything, for being here, for joining the podcast. Ladies and gents, whoever out there, please follow Jess at JWP Wilson. No,
it's J Wilson Picks, and it's JWILSONPIX. And that is my user or at on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Clubhouse, LinkedIn, Snapchat. You can find me on all those places under that.
Okay. I'm sorry that I got it wrong.
It's okay. No, it's okay. And terrible. Then the website itself is just jwilsonpicks.com.
Yes. There you go. It's all J.
Yeah, it's all J. Wilson Picks.
There you go. Yes. Maybe I'm just thinking of your Clubhouse. It's JW.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, on Clubhouse, my club is the JWP Mastermind.
That's why. Okay.
Mastermind Club. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Thank you for being so patient. Thank you for giving me all the time in the world. We have been here for 2 hours.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Not only podcasts, but we were chatting before. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
But thank you so much. I also have a podcast that Jess and I recorded on her side, on her podcast. So I will add that on the show notes so you guys can hear and check out her podcast. And that's about it. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk soon and we'll do a round two with Shaina.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Well, thank you all. See y'all on the flip side. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, Messes and Badasses, for listening to today's episode. Check the show notes for any updates and don't forget to subscribe to the show and share it. Have an amazing day and don't forget to see failures as opportunities to start over and better. Bye!